RNIB Talking Books have had the privilege of working with some great authors who have come into the studios to record their own work. Roald Dahl is known for tales such as The BFG, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Matilda, and James and the Giant Peach. And it was the latter of those stories that he came into the studios to record back in 1986, and also recorded this exclusive introduction.
James and the Giant Peach was the very first of the 15 or 16 children's books I have written. I wrote it in 1961 in America, some 26 years ago. And up to then, I'd spent a long time, about 15 years, writing only short stories for adults. But by then, I had a couple of children of my own, and I used to tell them stories in bed, and one day I told them one that they seemed to like and wanted more of, and it was about a peach. And so I thought, well, why don't I try to write a children's book about it? And so I did. The news that a peach almost as big as a house had suddenly appeared in someone's garden spread like wildfire across the countryside, and the next day a stream of people came scrambling up the hill to gaze upon this marvel. Quickly, Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker called in carpenters and had them build a strong fence around the peach to save it from the crowd. And at the same time, these two crafty women stationed themselves at the front gate with a large bunch of tickets and started charging everyone for coming up. "Roll up, roll up," Aunt Spiker yelled. "Only 1 shilling to see the Giant Peach." "Half price for children under 6 weeks old," Aunt Sponge shouted. "One at a time, please. Don't push, you're all going to get in." "Hey, you, come back there, you haven't paid." By lunchtime, the whole place was a seething mass of men, women and children, all pushing and shoving to get a glimpse of this miraculous fruit. Helicopters were landing like wasps all over the hill, and out of them poured swarms of newspaper reporters, cameramen and men from the television companies. "It'll cost you double to bring in a camera," Aunt Spiker shouted. All right," they answered, "we don't care." And the money came rolling into the pockets of the two greedy aunts. But while all this excitement was going on outside, poor James was forced to stay locked in his bedroom, peeping through the bars of his window at the crowds below. "The disgusting little brute will only get in everyone's way if we let him wander about," Aunt Spiker had said early that morning. "Oh, please," he had begged, "I haven't met any other children for years and years, and there are going to be lots of them down there for me to play with. And perhaps I could help you with the tickets." "Cut it out," Aunt Sponge had snapped. "Your Aunt Spiker and I are about to become millionaires, and the last thing we want is the likes of you messing things up and getting in the way."
Roald Dahl reading from James and the Giant Peach in the RNIB Talking Book Studios back in 1986. For more information on the free Talking Book service, head to rniblibrary.com or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999.